Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to join together and meet together in the Spirit of the Lord and share the good things of the Lord as we begin this new week's of broadcasting on this station. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard every day, Monday through Friday, on this station at this same time. You know, we are living in a very dark hour. People are afraid of what the future is going to hold. But beloved, while the enemy might be greatly at work and famines and earthquakes and all sorts of perilous things are happening in this hour, I want to tell you that God is moving by His Spirit. The Lord is doing glorious days because we're living in a day of Holy Ghost outpouring. The Lord said He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh in the last days. Prophesied through Joel, and your sons and your daughters would prophesy. So regardless of how dark the hour might be, regardless of how shaky the financial, the economic situation is, beloved, I just want to assure you that God's Word is your greatest insurance policy. Why? Well, it's been written down, it's been sealed in a covenant of blood, and it declares health for your sickness, success for your failure, love for loneliness, faith for victory, and abundance for every need, and prosperity instead of poverty. As we read the Word of God, it's very clear that God wants us to succeed instead of fail. He wants you to know that. His word, that's why He's given His Word. The Word says He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. So you can stand victorious instead of falling in defeat, and you can see answered prayer instead of a closed heavens. And you can know that everything you need, God knows about, and He wants to provide for you. All we have to do is take the limits off God, as so many have done or put on Him by their unbelief. You know, that's what the children of Israel did. They tested God in the wilderness and limited the Holy One of Israel. I've been praying for the UCM spiritual family, UCM partners, for the listening audience, that God is going to move in a mighty and a new way to minister and to meet those spiritual and physical and financial and circumstantial needs in your lives. Beloved, I don't know about you, but it's time for breakthroughs. We need to see God move as never before, and I'm crying out for the Lord to move in behalf of His people, in behalf of the lost, in behalf of this nation. We are His hands. We are His feet. We are His voice. We're His spiritual body in this earth, and it's through God's people that His work, His kingdom prospers and goes forward. Hallelujah. I just feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm just going to allow Him to minister this word of prophecy. My beloved, for I would say to you today, you will know the moving of My Spirit in your life in a greater measure. Many times, the enemy has attempted to make you feel helpless, weak, and unsure of yourself, to obey My voice, to believe that I'm going to bring you through that narrow place. But listen not to the voice of the stealer, the destroyer, that voice of Satan who would try to resist the moving forward in My name. He would detour your steps. He would take you off that straight path. But I say, I have prayed for your faith that you fail not. Beloved, you are not alone. I am with you. My Spirit is upon you, and I will do a new thing in your life and for you. And it will come forth from your lips, from your heart, and from your hands. For I will anoint you to stand in victory and in power. Only go forward. Don't look back. Believe My words. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Is it not written that with me and in me you can do all things? You shall know even this moment that which I have called you to do, and the obedience I have called you to shall not be taken from you. It shall not be robbed from you. Beloved, move in and claim my blessings. Praise me, for as I spoke to my people long ago, you shall go in and you shall possess the land, and you shall not go alone, for I am with you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, on last week's broadcast, we've been ministering on, sharing on the person of the Holy Spirit, wanting to get him more. I've just felt a real prompting of the Lord to share more about the Holy Spirit. Why? Because our relationship with him is so absolutely vital to our Christian walk. So you might say, if you've been listening, or even if you just listened for the first time today, it's like, all right, Sister Glass, how can we become more intimate with the Holy Spirit? Well, there's three ways I'd like to share with you. One is, of course, by prayer. And secondly, by learning about the Lord through the Word of God, learning about the Holy Spirit. That's why I've taken the time to share the various aspects of the Spirit, what He does, His person. And thirdly, by enjoying His fellowship and being aware of His presence in all the affairs of our lives. So by prayer, by reading the Word, learning about Him through the Word, and by literal experience, by a hands-on relating to Him in your daily life. Now, one thing I would like to mention, the Bible does not tell us to address our prayers to the Holy Spirit. The Bible is clear. Jesus told us how to pray. He said that we're to pray to the Father in His name. So the scriptures about the Holy Spirit not speaking of Himself are wrongly understood. The correct translation says, He shall not speak from Himself as the source. Both Jesus and the Holy Spirit only speak what the Father shows them, and they only do what the Father tells them. So, in summary, we do not pray to the Holy Spirit, but it's certainly not wrong to speak to Him and to express our love and appreciation for the way He is unfolding Jesus to us. And it's not wrong to tell the Holy Spirit that you love Him for showing you Jesus. He waits for your love. He waits for you in love. And He offers to you and to me, beloved, the vastness of His comfort, the guidance of His eternal wisdom, and the endless supply of His resources and creativity. Having that in our corner, beloved, we simply can't fail. Jesus has come to us through the Holy Spirit with a bestowal of spiritual gifts. And all we can say is, oh, Holy Spirit, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for your gift, being the gift you are in our lives. Well, I'm praying that as I've shared on the broadcast, you're going to have a greater understanding of your personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. But I would like to spend some time, because as I was preparing this study about the Holy Spirit, because my own heart wanted so much to please Him, I wanted to spend some time looking at what the scriptures say about the ways that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And so I'd like to begin by sharing with you some of the ways we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Now, the text I'd like to use is found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30. And there explicitly the word says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Let me share several other translations with you of that same verse. The Living Bible says, "Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live." The Amplified says, "Do not offend or vex," which means to anger or sadden Him. Now, what does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit? But by definition, according to Webster, that word grieve means to cause to suffer, to cause to experience distress, to feel grief or sorrow. He is a person. If you had the opportunity to listen to last week's broadcast, as I shared, he's a loving, gracious, tender personality, the third person of the Trinity, and he can be grieved. All the attributes of God he possesses. He is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of life, and the Spirit of power. So, what does it mean? What happens when we grieve him? Well, we hinder his loving and merciful operation in our hearts and in our lives. And when that happens, because that's what he was sent to do, the result is our lives are impoverished, and no matter how hard we try, our most earnest efforts to serve Christ, to walk a victorious life, will be rendered ineffectual, and we just will not have all that God has for us, because we can't do this thing alone. That's why Jesus said, wait for the Holy Spirit. He spoke to his original disciples. Now, we don't have to tarry today, but we can receive the Holy Spirit, number one, when we're saved, and then if you have not experienced that glorious baptism of the Holy Spirit, I pray that you will open your heart, search the Scriptures, and discover, just as they did on the day of Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit is given to every single believer, that we might be empowered to live the victorious Christian life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, and subsequently, I'm going to be sharing with you six specific ways that the Holy Spirit can be grieved by Scripture. And I do invite you to tune in, and I think that as we go over the Word together, we will realize maybe ways that we have offended the Holy Spirit and we didn't even realize it. So I believe that's the reason God's having me spend the time that He is to share these wonderful truths with you. So be with me tomorrow at the same time, okay? God bless you. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do want to express my heartfelt love and appreciation for all UCM partners, those that so faithfully give, some for decades, and those of you who listen faithfully every day. I'm just so blessed and encouraged. You encourage my heart by your support, not only in prayer, which is absolutely vital, but also your financial gifts. This is a faith ministry. There's no one backing this. It's the only way we have continued since 1965 is the free will gifts of God's people. So I love you. I thank God for you. And I thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.